Now turn to part two, questions 8 to 13. You will hear a man called Ian talking on the radio about difficult neighbours. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You will now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
It was after 4 o'clock on a Thursday morning, and 28-year-old Isabel Berwick was longing for sleep. But the noise coming from the flat underneath hers had put paid to any thoughts of rest. As usual, a man who lived on the first floor of the converted terraced house in North London had been making loud phone calls for the past 3 hours in the room directly below. Even wearing earplugs and with a pillow over her head, she could hear every word. At the same time, his television was on at full blast. Isabel knew from bitter experience that the noise would continue until around 5 in the morning, allowing her, at best, 2 hours of snatch sleep before facing her demanding job as a financial journalist. When Isabel knocked on his door and politely asked him to make his calls from another room, he became abusive. "I'll hit you if you ever come down here again," he threatened. A letter pleading with him to keep the noise down went unanswered. Instead, the man took to lurking in the hallway in his underwear, leering at Isabel as she arrived home from work. Attempts to enlist help from police, the local council and the agency that had found her flat, all proved fruitless. Finally, after 5 miserable months, Isabel was forced to move out. Such situations are far from unusual. Many of us have had conflicts, great or small, with a neighbour, and complaints about our neighbours are on the rise. Research by the Consumers Association found that noise, including barking dogs, banging doors, loud music or television, shouting, children, motor vehicles and DIY were the biggest causes of disputes. 1 person in 10 considered their home life to be ruined by it, according to another poll. Other disputes were about building work, boundaries, overhanging trees and unsightly gardens. Says Lisa Dawn, senior lecturer in psychology at De Montfort University, Milton Keynes. Our increased population density means that more and more people live in close proximity, often on badly constructed housing estates. This crowded existence can be very stressful.
Now listen again.
It was after 4 o'clock on a Thursday morning, and 28-year-old Isabel Berwick was longing for sleep. But the noise coming from the flat underneath hers had put paid to any thoughts of rest. As usual, a man who lived on the first floor of the converted terraced house in North London had been making loud phone calls for the past 3 hours in the room directly below. Even wearing earplugs and with a pillow over her head, she could hear every word. At the same time, his television was on at full blast. Isabel knew from bitter experience that the noise would continue until around 5 in the morning, allowing her, at best, 2 hours of snatch sleep before facing her demanding job as a financial journalist. When Isabel knocked on his door and politely asked him to make his calls from another room, he became abusive.
"I'll hit you if you ever come down here again," he threatened.
A letter pleading with him to keep the noise down went unanswered. Instead, the man took to lurking in the hallway in his underwear, leering at Isabel as she arrived home from work. Attempts to enlist help from police, the local council and the agency that had found her flat, all proved fruitless. Finally, after 5 miserable months, Isabel was forced to move out. Such situations are far from unusual. Many of us have had conflicts, great or small, with a neighbour, and complaints about our neighbours are on the rise. Research by the Consumers Association found that noise, including barking dogs, banging doors, loud music or television, shouting, children, motor vehicles and DIY were the biggest causes of disputes. 1 person in 10 considered their home life to be ruined by it, according to another poll. Other disputes were about building work, boundaries, overhanging trees and unsightly gardens. Says Lisa Dawn, senior lecturer in psychology at De Montfort University, Milton Keynes, "Our increased population density means that more and more people live in close proximity, often on badly constructed housing estates. This crowded existence can be very stressful."
That is the end of part 2.